So the Chayyadim says that a person should use at least a revius in each hand. By using a revius on each hand, he will obviate the need to be careful in many different halachas, which, would, if there's less than a revius, would be required. Most people are not familiar with all of these details. So by using revius, we've taken by using revius, a person will avoid all of the problems. Furthermore, Chazal say that a person who uses a large amount of water to wash his hands, just like he does the mitzvah with a large amount, b'shefa, abundance of good of water, he will receive an abundance of goodness from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a good thing to do. Now, why do we pour mayim shniyim? So the Mishnah is talking about the concept of mayim shniyim. The purpose of mayim shniyim is to remove and to be matayr mayim rishonim. So the hands are tor, the water is tameh. We said that water does not make the hands tameh as long as it's still in place. But Chazal said, if you come with the mayim shniyim, the second pouring on each hand, that is matayr and removes the water, the mayim rishonim, which are there. So, but if a person washes with the revius, arguably he doesn't need mayim shniyim, because the whole purpose of the second pouring is not to clean the hands. The hands have been cleansed. They've become tor. It's removed the water, which became tomei. But if a person uses the revius, the water doesn't become tomei. So there are those who say that in a case where you use a revius on each hand, or a revius on both hands of basachas, like we mentioned in the previous year, there's no need for mayim shniyim. But the Chayyadim says, no, even so, even though he's washing with a revius on each hand, he should still be makbid on having mayim shniyim. Kadasa Raibin, which the Magen Avraham quotes over there. But the Mishnah points out that some of he has water easily available, readily available, so then we say that he should wash Mayim Shniyim as well. But in a case where there's a limited amount of water available, and it's not easy to get other water, so in that situation, we can rely on the Shita most Poskim, in a case where a person washes with revius in each hand, there's no need to wash mayim shniyim. Not only tiyatz yadayim bein al gabi kli or bein al karka. Now, the next thing he points out over here is that when you pour the water, there's the water doesn't have a tuma to the sense that it's considered like a davar, a ruach ra ishara on it, that you shouldn't be placing this in your house. As opposed to mayim achronim, that a person washes at the end of the meal, it's considered ruach ra, and the person, when he's shofech that, he should be shofech that onto the karka that should absorb into the ground and not leave it in a kli. But that's for mayim achronim, but for mayim rishonim, that a person washes, when he's washing his hands from tilas adayim, there's no need to be makbid the daf could put in the karka. A person could wash it into a kli. Okay, one other question which comes up, which he will talk about, is drying one's hands. That is there a need for niguf? Now, part of the reason why we need to dry our hands is because the water is tamei. We need the water, which is tamei, cannot touch the bread, making the bread tamei. But if the water doesn't become tamei, we should argue that there's no need to wash one's hands. There's no need to dry one's hands after washing. So Chayyadim will talk about that in Siman Dalet, that even though he used the revius in each hand, there still is requirement of niguf. Not like the Marshal. The Marshal says that if a person washes with a revius, there's no need to do niguf, and that's what he's going to point out later on, that there is a din of niguf as well. So he's saying there is a din of mayim shniyim, and there is a din of niguf. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why it's required is actually not because of Tumah, that's because it's improper to, because the bread, to use eat the bread with wet hands, the water gets onto the bread and it makes the bread not as enticing, and that's not common for the bread, and it ends up being meus to the person. He won't end up eating the bread, and that's it's a waste of the bread, etc. So that's a separate issue beyond the issue of hilchos tuma. He says that part of the reason why chazar masakin, drying one's hands, is not only because of a tuma issue, it's because of this derech eretz to the bread that shouldn't become repulsive. So that'll apply even in the scenario as well. Have a good day.